Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. On Big Willie 105.5, also the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. Is the music still playing?
And weather and all.
Yep, it is. 1290 and 1430. Also, you can see the show today, a live stream on the River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Facebook page. You'll see me. Hi, how you doing? And you can also leave comments. You can also call in 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We've got Mr. Big Willie joining us after the 8 o'clock news. He'll be going on and on about God only knows what. I get the sense he's very jealous of me. I do. Because, you know, he wants to, pretend that somehow he is helping get more listeners and viewers for my show, the viewers on the stream, and that somehow I need him in order for this show to work. Nothing could be further from the truth. But in his mind, he thinks he has convinced himself of that, and has created this song using some AI stuff. And I got to play this stupid thing. It's part of the contractual agreement with his people and my people, and the station's people, not my people, because if it were up to me, that guy'd be gone. Anyway, so he's a legendary OTR truck driver, OTR over the road, which means the really, really, really big trucks, the 18-wheelers, tractor, trailer, and, you know, just massive trucks. Anyway, he will be calling in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab and his Freightliner Cascadia 125 and talking about God only knows what. I just sit back and listen. That guy can talk for about 20 minutes without taking a breath. We've actually timed this. And so it's just like, hey, what's new? And then blah, 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 blah. There, Tyler Falk Auction Zoo, Peacocks, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. So we've got that for you. Whoop-dee-friggin-do. Also, Dimitri Graffiti, a chance for you to call in and say or do pretty much anything you want within the rules of engagement. In fact, here are the rules of engagement. And, yes, I haven't forgotten about the rest of the promo for the show. I'll tell you about Thursdays and Fridays as well for your Dimitri fix. But the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti, when you call, make sure that your radio or whatever device you're listening to is potted down. The volume's all the way down so we don't get any kind of feedback because we have a state-of-the-art delay system here that costs untold millions of dollars, and it'll screw everything up if you do that. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. We take these calls cold, directly, right on the air. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. It pretty much works like this. Dimitri Graffiti, hold on, I actually did it wrong. Hold on. It goes like this. Dimitri Graffiti, except somebody's talking, and then they talk, and then that's it. That's pretty much it. All right, 740-325-1490, and Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. That's Americans with Disabilities Act, and so we take that very seriously. Any kind of affliction that you have, if you're infirmed, if you're calling us from an iron lung, or if you're a quadriplegic, or anything like that, as long as you... Well, hold on, there's a call coming in right now. Go one second. Dimitri Graffiti, hello.
Yes, I want to let you know that I was once addicted to Viagra, and that was the hardest time of my life.
Maybe calling in is not such a good idea after all. Please do not call 740-325-1490. Please do not call 740-325-1490. My God in heaven, what is wrong with these people? What is wrong with them? All right, fine. So you can see the show on the back to the ailments. If you're in an iron lung, or if you are in some sort of body cast, or if you're in an insane asylum and you got one of those jackets with in the rubber rooms and all that, you can still call. We've had all sorts of callers who clearly have disabilities, but they still call. Like the last one here. Anyway, and so that'll be that's all for you. Just do not interact with the host. I will not talk with you. I'll simply get you on the air, and then the rest is up to you. That's Dimitri Graffiti. You will not see that on our Facebook live stream because we play music, and so there's some issues with royalties and all that. So you cannot get that on Facebook, our live stream, which today is on River Talk, the River Talk Facebook page. But you have to download the app and also listen on the radio, and there you are. Now, back to the Thursdays and Fridays. A lot of people are saying, well, Dimitri, you're on live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, but what about a Thursday and Friday fix? What do we do then? Well, we were thinking about that, and we've got very good news for you. Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local is on 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., a little bit different times, trying to reach a little bit different audience, on Thursdays and Fridays, also on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio, hold on, got to move this, the audio path of totality. And also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. That's just how I roll. It's actually on my business cards. All right, fine. So we've got all of that going on. Mr. Big Willie's going to be joining us. And does anyone seriously believe, going back to what we had talked about before? Oh, by the way, if you'd like to include any comments, you can also do that on the Facebook live stream. I have to reach over to read the comments, but they are there. So thank you for including your comments there as well. And share the Facebook live stream. It's on River Talk, the Facebook page, the River Talk Facebook page. Share that all over the place if you would, if you like. So this story here about the USS Gerald R. Ford, chances are this is the first you've heard of this. Our media, our corporate media is so controlled by the government. I think it's a psyops thing at this point, psychological operation. They pretty much control what information you are getting. You have beacons of light and hope like me also on Twitter where you get the rest of the story, the real story. And I got to tell you, I'm amazed that more people are not talking about this. There was no coverage of this that I found anyway on the corporate media. Our largest, newest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, leaving the war in Iran because supposedly of a laundry fire. Laundry fire. A lot of people were inhaling lots of bad stuff there. The crew of the USS Gerald R. Ford. I have no evidence, no smoking gun evidence, one way or the other. Is it possible that this time our government is actually telling us the truth about a war incident? Yeah, I guess it's possible. But I think much more likely one of two things happened. And they're both very bad for America. And so if that's the case, then this laundry room fire is what they came up with. But here's what I think is much more likely. One of two things. Our newest and largest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, was hit. My guess is a missile. My guess is probably, I shouldn't say even probably, it's either Iran, if the missiles can go that far into the Red Sea, which they might, that I don't know, or just as likely, an Israeli submarine. Now, you might be wondering, wait a minute, Israel is supposedly our best ally in this, that, and the other. No, Israel is not. Israel would do whatever's best for Israel, even if it means attacking American ships. Look up the USS Liberty. This stuff happens. Israel is the leadership in Israel is ruthless beyond belief. What's going on now in the West Bank and Lebanon, the tens of thousands of people, it is genocide. It really is. They're just killing innocent people, white sulfur bombs, and it's just beyond horrific what is done, what is being done to anyone who is not Jewish. The Christians and the Muslims, yes, there are Christians who still live there, mostly Muslims, in the West Bank and also Lebanon, where the more Christians are there than anywhere else in the Middle East, And Israel is just destroying, decimating those areas and then taking them over for greater Israel. So while we're focused on Iran fighting Israel's war with Iran, they're, in the meantime, doing all these horrible, unspeakable human rights violations. It's beyond belief. Honestly, it is. And the media will not cover it. They just will not cover it. So one of two things. The missile either came from, what I suspect, the missile either came from Iran, which would be humiliating to admit that our biggest, newest, largest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, was hit by a missile from Iran, especially right after President Trump is telling us that, well, hey, we won. I played that audio clip just a few minutes ago. The president is saying we won the war. It's like, well, okay. So that really would be very embarrassing. It would also be embarrassing if the other theory turns out to be true, and that is Israel's submarines firing. Actually, there were a couple of missiles that were heading there. They supposedly were intercepted. In war, you never know what the truth is. Because there's no, mostly at times you can't even begin. Hold on a second. I got more people calling in. Hi, Big Willie 1055, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I was just calling. You know how you're talking about that state of the art ship?
Yeah.
Watch it come out in the wash that it was an Iraqi nationalist in the U.S. military that did that on purpose to withdraw.
Yeah. Iran, not Iraq.
Iran and Iraq, same difference. I mean, they should turn both of them into a sandbox.
Well, they're actually quite a bit of difference. But it could also be it could also be an Israeli Mossad agent doing that, trying to get us more deeply involved to fight their battles. Mossad will do anything, and they're brilliant. They're absolutely I admire what they have done. I mean, it's awe-inspiring. But they will do anything. Nothing will surprise me at this point. Nothing. Does anybody believe that it's a fire in the laundry has caused our largest, newest aircraft carrier to leave the war? Is anybody on this earth believing that?
No, not in the slightest bit.
Exactly. Thank you very much. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. But yeah, and no one's covering this thing. Does anyone seriously believe our government anymore? That it was just a laundry fire? Come on. Either way, my guess is something very, very, very bad happened. And our government had to come up with something, some kind of story to justify this. And this isn't the first time that we have had our ships attacked by either Israel or the Muslims in the Middle East. Don't forget the coal was attacked by Muslims. And I don't know if it was Iranians or not, but in fact, it might have been now that I think about it. But that would be so embarrassing to admit that our newest, largest aircraft carrier was just hit so hard that it had to leave the war. Think about how hard it would have to be hit to leave the war, to go to Crete in Greece to get fixed up. A laundry room fire? Really? Really? I don't know if it's Iran, frankly, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Israel. I really wouldn't. I never would have thought that until I started looking at the Epstein files and started realizing what lengths they will go to, the Israelis, to blackmail everyone. To control everyone, it's honestly, it's astonishing to me. I mean, my eyes have finally been opened to this. And then when you stop and think about what lengths they had gone to protect themselves, or what they felt was protecting themselves by attacking the USS Liberty. No one ever paid a price for that, by the way. Do not be surprised at all if Israel wasn't involved somehow, even a false flag operation. And Laura Loomer is warning us, saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be a massive Islamic terror attack in America coming soon, and then we're going to be able to blame all those podcasters who are, you know, don't like Israel, and, you know, we're going to have to do something, and this, that, and the other. She's actually telling us this. She's signaling this is what's going to happen, so we've got to get prepared. You know, I was never one, never, literally never one, who bought that story about 9/11, the towers coming down in that seventh building that somehow was not hit by a plane but exploded, that it was actually an inside job. Never, never in a million years did I ever think that that was plausible. But now after reading the Epstein files, just some of the emails, and seeing what Mossad is up to and what Israel is willing to do, I don't know what to believe anymore. I swear to God, I don't know what to believe is true.